Very fitting to sing together this hymn, especially after the Lord's table.
感谢主，我们刚刚所唱的诗歌实在非常合适，当我们在擘饼聚会以后。
Many will sit together on the Lord's table, but few will fast with Him.
我们都愿意与主同住，同一个宴席，但是没有多少人愿意进食。
Many crowd the Savior's kingdom, but few receive His cross.
许多人都愿意一同进入他的国度，但是少有人愿意付十价。
And this hymn was composed in 1890.
这首诗歌是在1890年写成的。
135 years ago from today.
在今天的135年前
We do not know the author of this hymn.
我们不知道它的作者是谁。
Some speculate it might be Amy Carmichael.
但有的人以为这个是 Amy.
But there's no evidence.
但并没有证据。
And was composed by John Sweeney.
它是由 John Sweeney 所谱的曲。
AndHe was from the state of Pennsylvania.
他是从宾夕法尼亚州出来的。
And this hymn ignited the great revival in Shandong in 1942.
这首诗歌是在山东的
1942
年的大复兴中被大量使用。
It lasts for 100 days.
最后的
那个复兴有一百天，
这个复兴持续了一百天的时间。
So we pray that the spirit that authorized this hymn back in 1890.
我们知道这首诗歌在1890年的时候也是能够带起一个复兴。
And was related to the spiritual revival.In 1942 in China.
而这个是能够与1942年在中国的这个属灵的复兴有关。
And today, that the same spirit can move in our heart back to Pennsylvania.
同样，今天这个灵也能在我们中间运行，把我们带回到宾州。
It's a very simple words.
这里是一个非常简单的话。
There is no flowery language.
没有什么好的那个奉承人的话语。
没有很美妙的话语。
没有很美妙的话语。
Many crowds the Savior's kingdom, but few receive His cross.
许多人涌进神的国度，但是少有人愿意来背十字架。
As simple as it can be.
这个诗歌可以这样子简单。
But it's touched our heart.
但他来触摸我们的心。
May the Lord use these words to really speak to our heart.
愿主使用这些话语实在说到我们的心中。
Which side are we in?
我们今天在哪一边？
Are we on the side of the crowd?
我们是在众人这一边。
Or are we on the side of the few?
还是在那个少数人的那一边？
Brothers and sisters, it's easier to be on the side of the crowd.
弟兄姐妹，与众人同在一边的是更容易的。
But it's much better to be with the few.
但是却是更好的与那些少数人在一边。
So this morning, we'd like to focus on the cross.
所以今天早晨我们要一同来关注十字架。
The foundation of God's recovery.
神的恢复工作的根基。
The recovery requires a foundation.
这个神的恢复的工作需要一个根基。
Without this foundation, God will not be able to do His recovery work.
没有这个根基，就没有恢复的工作。
So that's why.Those who stand with the few are staying on the foundation.
所以那些与少数人在一起的背负十字架的，就是站在这个根基之上。
So today the Lord asks all of us to stand on that foundation.
所以早晨我们的主一同在这里呼召我们站在这个根基上。
So he can start his work in us.
他的工作可以在我们里面开始。
If we do not stand on the foundation on which he works,
假如我们不能站在他工作的根基上面，
then he cannot work in us.
他就不能在我们里面工作。
Let's read a few portion of the scriptures together.
我们再来读几处的经节。
Esther chapter 4, verse 14 to verse 16.
以斯帖记四章十四到十六节。
Esther chapter 4, verse 14 to 16.
以斯帖记四章十四到十六节。
For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place.But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to this royal position for such a time as this. Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai, Go gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days.Night or day, and I and my attendants will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish.
此时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救。你和你父家必至灭亡。焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？以斯帖就吩咐人回报莫迪改说：“你当去召聚苏三城所有的犹大人，为我禁食三昼三夜，不吃不喝。我和我的宫女也要这样禁食。然后我违例进去见王，我若死就死吧。”
Chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 3.
第五章第一到第三节。
Now, it came about on the third day that Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the king's palace in front of the king's rooms. The king was sitting on his royal throne in the throne room opposite the entrance to the palace. When the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court,She obtained favor in his sight. And the king extended to Esther the golden scepter, which was in his hand. So Esther came near and touched the top of the scepters. Then the king said to her, What is troubling you, Queen Esther? And what is your request? Even to half of the kingdom it shall be given to you.
第三日，以斯帖穿上朝服，站在王宫内院对面王宫的殿门口。王在殿里坐在宝座上，对着王宫门。王见王后以斯帖站在院内，就施恩与他，向他伸出手中的金杖。以斯帖便向前摸杖头。王对他说：“王后以斯帖，你有什么事？你要什么？”就是国的一半也必赐给你。
Finally, Luke chapter 9, verse 23.
路加福音九章二十三节。
Luke chapter 9, verse 23.
路加福音九章二十三节。
And he was saying to them all, If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
耶稣又对众人说若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架，跟从我。
Father, we thank you this morning. We can gather before your table.
父王，我们感谢你，再一次我们聚在你自己的桌前。
How encouraging this table is.
这个桌子是何等的鼓励。
How significant is this table.
这个桌子有何等的重要。
Lord, after we remembering you, now we come before you.
当我们纪念你以后，我们来到你的面前。
We thank you for giving us this precious hymn.
我们感谢你赐给我们这一首宝贵的诗歌。
We thank you for the spirit that inspired the hymn.
我们感谢激动这个作者写这首诗歌的灵。
We thank you that you have used this hymn to bless your people throughout generations.
感谢主，你用这首诗歌激励了历世历代那么多的圣徒。
We pray that you would use this spring, use this hymn and the spirit in it to inspire us now.
我们也求你现在就用激动这首诗歌的灵来激动我们。
And we commit this time into your hands.
我们把这个时间恭敬交托在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
The story of Esther didn't happen in a vacuum.
所以以斯帖这个故事并不是孤立的发生的。
It came after generations of generation of rebellion by God's people.
它是在神的子民一代又一代的悖逆之后。
Throughout Old Testament, God sent prophet after prophet to his people.
在整个旧约里面，神差遣他的先知到他的民中。
Calling his people to return.
在那里呼召他的百姓悔改。
But they refused to listen.
但是他们从不听从。
As a result, at the end of the Old Testament history, the judgment came.
所以在这个旧约的历史的最后，我们看见审判来到。
The northern kingdom was taken into exile by Assyria.
北国被掳到亚述国。
The southern kingdom was carried off to Babylon.
而南国被掳到巴比伦。
By the time Esther, the Jews were now living under the Persian rule.
所以那个时候犹大人已经是在这个波斯这个统治之下。
They have no temple.
没有圣殿。
They have no king.
没有君王。
Have no prophets.
也没有先知。
They seem like a people cut off from the presence of the Lord.
好像他们是那一群百姓已经完全被神弃绝了。
How could it get any worse than that?
怎么可能变得更糟呢？
Brother and sister, can you imagine the people of God?
你能想象神的儿女
came to a situation that has no temple, they have no priests, they have no prophets,
来到这样子的一个光景，没有圣殿，没有祭司，也没有先知。
How could it get any worse than that?
怎么可能比这个更糟呢？
But it did.
确实已经是这么糟糕。
It got worse.
而比这个更糟的是。
They're under the threat of annihilation.
但是他们这时候面临的是灭族的危险。
Brother and sister, Satan would not stop.
主弟兄姐妹，撒旦他不会停止。
Until any recovery is impossible.
直到所有的恢复成为不可能。
If they were annihilated, there will be no opportunity for recovery anymore.
若是他们真是被灭族了，再也没有可能有恢复的工作。
Brother and sister, this is how Satan works throughout the history.
这个就是撒旦在整个历史当中他的工作。
He will not stop.
他不会停止。
He will not stop just because you are in a terrible situation.
他不会停止，因为你已经在一个糟糕的境况。
He will not stop when you are very cold.
他不会停止，因为你已经非常冷淡。
Satan will continue to work.
撒旦会继续的工作。
Until it is impossible for you to recover again.
直到你成为根本不可能再恢复的状况。
Brothers and sisters, this is the threat we're facing today.
弟兄姐妹，这也是我们今天面临的这样的威胁。
If Haman has succeeded,
若是哈曼得逞,
not only God's covenant people would have been destroyed,
不单单是神的约民被整个毁灭,
the royal line which Messiah was to come would have been cut off.
而为弥赛亚来的所设立的这种王族的血脉也会被割断。
It was a direct assault on God's redemption plan.
这就是撒旦直接的向着神拯救的计划的攻击。
Satan's goal wasn't just to destroy the Jews.
撒旦并不只是要在那里毁灭犹太人而已。
But to stop the coming of the Messiah.
而是他要阻拦弥赛亚的到来。
The one who will crush his head.
那一位要打碎他头的那一个。
If Haman had succeeded.
假如哈曼得逞。
Where are we today?
我们今天会在哪里呢?
Brothers and sisters, we're reading this little story in the book of Esther. It directly impacts us today.
所以这小小的以斯帖的故事 直接的影响到我们今天。
And that moment is caused by generations of compromise.
而这个时刻是因着历代的这样子的妥协。
It's not one generation, it's multiple generations of compromise.
不只是一代人，而是许多代的这样子的妥协。
Come to a moment where everything God had invested to His people now hung by a thread.
所以神在那里所有的工作到最后就只悬在一根线上。
As you look at this now, you may get nervous. No, it was really dangerous.
当我们看到这里的时候，我们里面会很紧张，实在是非常的危险。
But a mighty God was always active.
但是荣耀的神他不会失败。
Right from the beginning of Esther.
在以斯帖记的开始的时候。
Long before any threat came.
在这个危机来到之前。
We see his invisible hand guiding everything.
我们看见他那看不到的手在那里引导一切。
You do not see God's name being mentioned anywhere.
你没有看到神的名字在这本书里头被提到。
But you see God's hand everywhere between every line.
你却在这书里头看到神的手处处可见。
It is such an interesting book.
这实在是个非常有趣的书。
If you pay attention to, God's hand is between every line.
你若是注意的话，你看到神的手在每个字里行间。All
of a sudden, Queen Vashti was removed.
突然间，王后瓦什提被废。Opened
the door for Esther to become the queen.
为以斯帖成为王后开了门。This
is the hand of the Lord.
这是神的手。It
looks coincidence.
这看起来巧合。But
it is a divine orchestration.
这却是神精心的安排。Mordecai
was positioned at the king's gate.
莫迪改被放置在王的朝门。Look
very innocent.
这看起来一点不起眼。It's
not a very significant position.
一点都不重要。But
it's God's hands.
这也是神的手。One
day, Mordecai overheard a plot to assassinate the king.
有一天，莫迪改无意中听见了一个阴谋刺杀王的计划。How
likely that a Jew could overhear a plot to assassinate a Persian king?
这个实在是非常的罕见，一个犹太人却是这个时候能够听见一个 刺杀王的这样子的阴谋。
It's hand of the Lord.
这是神的手。
Then he told Esther.
我们再看以斯帖。
Then she passed it on in Mordecai's name.
所以他告诉了以斯帖，以斯帖以莫迪改的名字转告了王。
Every little detail is important.
这每一个细节都是非常的。
Not only Esther reported, she reported in Mordecai's name.
因为这边以斯帖他报告的时候是以摩底改的名来报告的。
And the incident was recorded in the royal chronicles.
而这个事件就被记录在王的这个历史的档案中。
It is the hand of the Lord.
这又是神的手。
It was recorded.
这是被记录下来。
And no reward came at the time.
虽然当时没有得到赏赐。
It was quite strange, such an event that resulted in no reward for Mordecai.
这看起来有点稀奇，这样大的一件事情却没有得到任何的赏赐。
But it was the hand of the Lord.
这也是神的手。
Brother and sister, every little detail is the hand of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，每一个小小的细节都是神的工作，神的手。
Before Haman even being elevated,
在哈曼被提高提升以前
God already placed Mordecai and Esther precisely at the place they needed to be.
神已经将莫迪改和以斯帖放在准确地放在他们应当在的位置上。
Every little instance, every little thing that we just mentioned was planned and orchestrated by the invisible hand of God.
我们刚刚提到的每一个细节，每一件小的事情，都是因着神他神圣的手和主权在那里安排。
Every thread in the tapestry had been woven long before the crisis reaches its peak.
在这个危机发生之前，所有的每一根线都已经在那里，神的这个织布机上面悄然的在那里编织。
As we mentioned yesterday, God's answer to the flesh has always been the same.
我们昨天已经提到，神对于肉体的这个解决的方法始终是一个。
By the cross and the work of the Holy Spirit.
借着十字架和靠着圣灵的大能。
But for the cross to work in our life, the Holy Spirit must first lead us into a real repentance.
若让十字架在我们身上做工，我们必须先借着圣灵在我们里面有真实的悔改。
Repentance is a return to God's authority.
悔改就是我们回到神当有的这个主权底下。
Thousand years of rebellion led to this crisis.
几千年来的这样的悖逆，最后引到这样子的一个危机。
And repentance must begin this recovery process.
而这个悔改必须是在这个恢复之前。
Brother and sister, it is the beginning that we are being broken from the power of our flesh.
这个也是从肉体的权势得着解放的这个开始。
As we respond in repentance,
当我们在用悔改来回应的时候，
the Holy Spirit will take us to the foot of the cross.
那圣灵就会把我们带到十字架的脚前。
So repentance is like a child gives his hand to his parent.
好像这个悔改就是一个孩子把他自己的手给了他的父母。
And his parent will take the child across the street.
这个父母就会带着这个孩子过这个街。
And this is repentance.
这个就是悔改。
We need to give our hands to the Holy Spirit.
我们需要把我们的手交给圣灵。
We need to yield to the Holy Spirit.
我们需要顺服圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit will take us to the foot of the cross.
圣灵将带我们来到十字架的脚下。
When we take up that cross,
当我们背起十字架，
we are united with Christ in his death.
我们会在这个与基督联合，
but also united in his resurrection.
在他的死上面与他联合，也会在他复活上面与他联合。
And it is on the resurrection ground that the Holy Spirit can deal with our flesh.
所以在这个复活的这个地位上面，圣灵可以在我们里面做工。
This is how God works in our life.
这就是神在我们里面的工作。
So within this morning, we want to look at the story of Esther to see these three steps.
所以今天早晨我们就要一起来看有三个步骤。
The first step is repentance.
第一个步骤就是悔改。
The second step is taking up our cross.
第二个步骤就是背起我们的十字架。
And the third step is standing on resurrection ground.
第三步就是站在复活的地位上。
And repentance is the first step in every move of God.
悔改是在神工作的每一步的开始。
Throughout the scripture, every revival, every spiritual recovery begin with repentance.
我们整本圣经里看见的这些复兴或者是主的恢复都是从悔改开始。
When man fell, he rejected God's authority.
当人在那里堕落拒绝神的时候
and came under the dominion of the flesh.
就落在肉体的辖制底下。
And the repentance is a decisive return to God's rule.
那这个悔改就是一个果断的行动来回到神的面前
a break from the rule of the flesh
让这个肉体的辖制就被除去
without repentance
没有悔改
the flesh remains in control
肉体就一直在我们身上有这样的辖制
Brothers and sisters what happened if the flesh is still in control?
那弟兄姐妹，若是肉体一直在那里辖制我们，会发生什么呢
？And the cross becomes nothing more than a symbol to us.
那这个十字架只单单是一个口号和象征而已。
It will never be a living reality among us.
不可能成为我们里面的真实的经历。
So my brothers and sisters, is the cross a symbol to us?
弟兄姐妹，这个十字架对我们只是一个口号吗
？Or is the cross a living reality in our life?
而这个十字架是不是真的是成为我们的真实的经历呢
？Among us, we talk about the cross a great deal.
我们中间，我们常常在那里分享有关十字架的真理。
But it does not save us from treating the cross as a symbol.
但这个不能解决我们只是把十字架当作一个象征的光景。
The cross can still be a symbol among us.
十字架仍然可以在我们中间只是一个象征。
Just like it was a symbol among many Christians today.
就好像在许多的基督徒当中仍然是这样子的一个象征。
We take this symbol more seriously than others.
我们可能对这个象征更加的严肃认真
But it is still a symbol.
但仍然是一个象征或者口号
As long as it's not a living reality, then it is a symbol.
只要它还不是一个真实的活泼的经历它就是一个象征而已
Brother and sister, we have to be honest with ourselves.
弟兄姐妹我们必须诚实地对我们自己
Otherwise, before the Lord, we will receive no real spiritual benefits.
所以我们在否则我们在主面前我们就没有得着真正的属灵的祝福
Only a person who comes before the Lord with honesty in his heart will receive true spiritual benefit
只有我们来到神的面前带着这一颗诚实无伪的心我们才能得着神他自己
Therefore we must face this question Is the cross just a symbol in my life?
所以我们必须面对这个问题这个十字架在我们是不是只是一个象征而已
Brothers and sisters, we must realize the seriousness of situation.
弟兄姐妹我们必须意识到这个光景是何等的紧迫。
Who recognized the danger first?
谁先意识到了这个危机
It was Mordecai.
是莫迪改。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Holy Spirit, only the Holy Spirit.Can remind us, can point to us how serious the situation we are in.
圣灵，也只有圣灵可以在里面提醒我们，告诉我们现在所处的光景是何等的危机。
When Mordecai heard the decree, he was devastated.
所以当莫迪改听见这一个谕旨的时候，他悲痛万分。
Therefore, he put on sackcloth and ashes.
所以他穿上麻衣，蒙上灰尘。
The sackcloth and ashes represent his understanding of the seriousness of the situation.
这个灰尘，这个麻衣是代表了他明白所处的环境是何等的危机。
Brother and sister, we are in a serious situation today.
弟兄姐妹，我们如今也是处在这样子的严重的光景的里面。
But where are the sackcloth and ashes?
哪里是我们的麻衣和灰尘呢？
How can we not have sackcloth and ashes?
我们怎么可能没有这样子的麻衣或者灰尘？
We are in a very serious situation today.
我们已经在这个非常危险的时候。
We should have sackcloth and ashes.
我们需要，我们必须有这个麻衣或者是灰尘。
We thank the Lord. The people responded.
感谢主。那些民百姓已经回应。
In every province where the decree and order of the king came, there was great mourning among the Jews and fasting, weeping, wailing. Many lay in sackcloth and ashes.
所以王的谕旨所到的各省各处，犹大人大大悲哀，禁食，哭泣，哀嚎，穿麻衣躺在灰尘中的甚多。
This is a miracle.
这实在是个奇迹。
You know how hard to get a number of Christians agree in anything.
你知道有多难让有这么一部分的基督徒他们能够同意同一件的事情。
It will be tremendous difficult to get a dozen saints to agree in anything.
这个实在是一个很大的一个难处，当我们要让就这么一部分的人，少数的人来同意这个一些的真理。
But they united in repentance.
但在这里我们看见他们团结在一起，他们一同悔改。
They united in returning to God's authority.
他们团结在一起，一同归回到主的主权底下。
This is a work of Holy Spirit. Nobody else can do this.
这是圣灵的工作，没有任何人可以做。
No person on this earth can do this.
在世上没有一个人可以做这个。
Only the Holy Spirit can cause a people to unite in repentance.
只有圣灵可以让他的百姓在这里团结的一同悔改。
But sackcloth and ashes are not enough.
但是坐在这个灰尘当中穿着麻衣并不够。
Repentance always requires a response.
这个悔改还需要行动。
Now Mordecai recognized the crisis.
莫迪改意识到这个危机。
But opportunity for deliverance was placed in Esther's hand.
但是这个拯救的机会却是在以斯帖的手里。
Mordecai understood.The moment to act had come.
莫迪改他知道这个行动的时机已经到来。
But it was Esther who had to take the step of faith.
而只有以斯帖才能够来踏出这个信心的一步。
Brothers, this is important for us to understand.
这个对我们来说是非常重要，我们必须认得。
The Holy Spirit recognized.That we are in a very serious situation now.
圣灵已经知道我们现在所处的环境非常的危险。
But only you and I can take that step.
只有你和我，我们才能来踏出这一步。
We need to respond.
我们需要回应。
At first, Esther was hesitant.
起初，以斯帖她是犹豫的。
Because she didn't know what's happening.
那个时候他还不知道情形究竟如何。
So she sent one of king's eunuchs to find out why Mordecai was mourning.
所以他就差派了一个王的太监去找 这个莫迪改问清情形。
And Mordecai sent back a detailed report, even include a copy of the decree.
所以莫迪改有详细的回报，甚至带了一份这个诏令的这个副本。
Also, along the way, Mordecai sent Esther an urgent message.
同时莫迪改还告诉他这个紧迫的明确的一个信息。
You must go before the king, plead for mercy and intercede for our people.
你必须进去见王，为你自己的本族的民在那里恳切祈求。
Brothers and sisters, you and I are placed by God in the place you are in today.
弟兄姐妹，我们也同样被主安置在我们今天所处的位置。
And we need the Holy Spirit to awaken us.
我们需要圣灵来苏醒我们。
To the urgency of the hour.
知道这个时刻的紧迫。
So we can respond.
所以我们可以回应。
God is sovereign.
神他有主权。
His purpose will always stand.
他的旨意必定完成。
But the important thing is, if we want to be part of His plan, we have to respond.
重要的是，若是你我愿意成为他工作的一部分，我们必须起来回应。
It is simply this. Are you willing to be part of God's plan or not?
很简单的一个问题，你是否愿意成为他工作中的一部分？
If you want to be part of what he's doing in this generation, you must respond.
若是你愿意成为他这个世代的工作的一部分，你必须站起来回应。
If you want to be part of God's action in this generation,
若是你愿意成为他在这个世代的这个工作，
You must be awakened to the seriousness of the hour we are living in.
我们必须苏醒过来，明白我们现在离那个末世这段时间的这样的危险的时候。
And you must be ready to step into the opportunity placed by God before us.
我们必须起来来接受神为我们所预备的这样的机会。
The choice is ours.
这个选择在于我们。
The choice was given to Esther.
这个选择给了以示帖。
And we thank the Lord, Esther responded.
感谢神，以示帖他回应了。
Mordecai brought Esther to the foot.Of the cross.
莫迪改把以斯帖带到了十字架的脚前。
When Esther responded to Mordecai, she was ready to take up her cross.
当以斯帖来到这十字架之前的时候，他已经预备好了来背起十字架。
But before we can take up our cross, we must lay something down.
但是在我们背起这个十字架之前，我们必须先放下一些东西。
If my hands are full,
若是我的双手是满的
，How can I take up anything?
我怎么可能再加一些东西呢
？Not to say the cross, I cannot take up anything.
不是只是十字架不能，我们不能再加任何的东西。
So before we can take up our cross, we must lay something down.
所以让我们来背十字架之前，我们必须放下一些东西。
And Esther must lay something down.
以斯帖必须放下一些东西。
Why was he hesitated?
他为什么犹豫呢？
Because the cost was staggering.
因为那个代价实在太大。
The cost meant death.
这个代价就是死的代价。
If she were not invited,And go to the court to see the king, it meant certain death.
若是王没有招他而擅入内院的话，他就是死。
And the king hadn't called her in for 30 days.
而王已经三十日没有召他进去。
If she went in to see the king, she certainly to die.
若是他自己进入内院去见王，他一定就是死路一条。
Unless the king forgives her.
只有当这个王愿意来赦免他。
But Mordecai didn't back down.
但是莫迪改并没有退却。
Mordecai was saying to her,
莫迪改跟他说,
This isn't about your safety. 不是 about your safety.
这个不是关于你的安危。
This is about your destiny.
这是关于你的命定。
Brother and sister, totally different realm.
这个实在是一个完全不同的境界。
We're often concerned about our own safety.
我们常常考虑到我们自己的安全。
Ignore our destiny.
若是你知道你自己的命运。
Esther, you are not here by accident.
他告诉以斯帖，你在这里并不是偶然。
You're placed here for this moment.
你在这个时刻。
If you refuse to act,
你拒绝这个呼召的话
，the cost will be far greater than the risk。
那你所付的代价要比这个险危险要大得多。
You will miss your calling。
你会错失这样的呼召。
And the consequence will affect not just you but your whole family。
而这个后果不单单要影响到你，要波及你的全家。
It is at this time something shifted in her。
这个时候他的心转变了。
He responded with a resolve and called for a fast.
他坚定的回应，而且他在那里呼召一个禁食。
Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day, and I and my attendants will fast as you do.
禁食三昼三夜，不吃不喝，我和我的宫女也要这样禁食。
The fast was not just about preparing for action.
这个禁食并不是为了预备一个行动。
It was about letting go of something.
而是一个放下的一个过程。
He letting go of her fear.
他放下了他的畏惧。
When Esther let go of her fear.
当以斯帖把他的畏惧、恐惧放下以后，
Then she made a decision right away.
她马上决定了。
After 3 days, she will go before the king.
三天以后，她要进去见王。
Even though it was against the law.
尽管这是违例。
Then she declared, "If I perish, I perish."
她这个时候宣告，她说：“我若死，就死吧。”
That was Esther's moment of faith.
这个是她。信心的那一刻。
This is one of the most precious moments in the entire story of Esther's. This is the first important moment.
这个是在整本以斯帖记中最重要的一个关键，第一个关键重要的地方。
These words are not words of despair.
他的这些话并不是因着他的绝望。
It's not a personal courage.
也不是个人的勇敢的行为。
It's not cry of defeat.
也不是因着失败在那里哀嚎。
Quite contrary, this word is victory over fear.
而这个却是胜过恐惧的那个宣告。
It is bold faith in God's faithfulness.
这个实在是因着相信神而依靠神的信心。
This word, if I perish, I perish, indicate someone who embraces the cross.
这句话，我若死就死吧，实在在那里证实了他在这个时候已经拥抱十字架。
To surrender her will completely to God.
把自己的旨意完全降服在神的旨意之下。
To place God's plan about her comfort, her desires, and even her life.
他把神的计划高高的放在他的安全、他的欲望和甚至他的生命之上。
To trust God fully, even when the outcome is uncertain.
即便 这个果效不知道，但是他仍然在那里全心的依靠。
To choose obedience not because it is easy, because it is right.
他选择顺服不是因为容易，而是这是应当做的。
Brother and sister, in that moment, Esther embraced the cross.
在那个时候, 以斯帖他拥抱了十字架。
And this is the turning point of the entire story.
这也是整个故事的一个转折点。
And there is a powerful and often overlooked detail in this story.
在这个故事当中, 我们看见有一个强有力但是常常被忽略的一个细节。
The decree was written on the 13 days of the first month.
你知道这个谕旨是在什么时候写的吗? 是在正月的13日。
13 days of the first month.
正月的第一个月的13日。
That is the evening of the Passover.
这个就是逾越节的前夕。
This was no coincidence.
这个实在不是巧合。
God was pointing to a deeper truth.
神在这里指出一个更深的属灵真理。
The salvation of His people will depend on the Passover lamb.
他民的拯救是要依靠于这个逾越节的羔羊。
And Esther's became a prophetic foreshadowing of the Passover lamb.
而以斯帖在这个时候就成为一个先知性的预告、预表，就是逾越节的羔羊。
Then on the third day,
在第三天,
a day that prophetically speaks of resurrection,
也是先知预言的一个复活的日子,
Esther rose in courage.
以斯帖在勇敢中站起来。
She entered the king's court not in her own strength.
他进入王的内院不是靠他自己的力量,
but in faith and full dependence of God's grace.
而是因着信心和完全依靠神的恩典。
Then he stood in the inner court facing the throne room.
他站在王的内院面对王的这个宝座。
This is the second precious moment in the entire story.
这也是整个故事当中的第二个关键的时刻。
Just imagine yourself, Esther, standing before the inner court, facing the throne in the throne room.
你在这里想象以斯帖，当他站在内院面向着王的这个宝座的地方。
She stood there.
他站在那里。
Her face uncertain.
他面对着所有的不确定。
He could die any moment.
他可能马上就会面临死亡。
But she stood there silently waiting.
他在那里静静地站着，耐心地等着。
She was bold.
他很勇敢。
Because she could perish any moment.
他可能马上就会被杀。
How can you not be bold to stand in that place?
你怎么可能站在这样的地方仍然那样勇敢呢?
But she was also broken.
但是她确实又是被破碎了的。
Because she could perish.
因为她很可能就被灭亡。
How can you not be broken when you stand there knowing that you could face death any moment?
你怎么不可能被破碎呢？当你站在这个境地。 任何的情形下马上就可能面向死亡。
Now I want to ask you, how can a person be bold and also be broken at the same time?
那我们现在来问，同样这一个人，一面他是勇敢，一面又是被破碎的，怎么可能呢？
It is impossible for a natural man to be bold and to be broken at the same time.
对一个天然的人来说，这个绝对是不可能，一面又是勇敢，一面又是被破碎的。
But Esther, as she stood there, is no longer a natural man or natural woman.
这个时候我们看见以斯帖站在那儿的时候，他已经不只是一个天然的人而已。Because
he stood on resurrection ground.
因为他站在的是复活的 地位上
面。This is what it meant by standing on the resurrection ground.
这就是我们说什么才是站在这个复活的地位上。
You will be bold and broken at the same time.
你会勇敢而且又被破碎在同时。
This is what it meant by standing on the resurrection ground.
这就是我们说的站在这个复活的地位上面。
You are as bold as anyone on the earth.
你可能跟历史上所有勇敢的人可以相比。
But you are as broken as anyone on the earth.
你也可能与地上所有这个破碎的人一样的破碎。
This is the state of her mind while he stood there.
这就是他里面的那样子的光景，他站在那里的时候。
Bold and being broken.
勇敢加破碎。
Fear had died.
这个害怕畏惧已经死去。
Faith had risen.
信心已经兴起。
The cross had done its work.
十字架已经完成了他的工作。
Clothed in the royal robes.
穿着朝服。
He stood silently.
他站在那里安静的。
Not in human boldness.
不是因着人的勇敢。
But in resurrection power.
而是靠着这个复活的大能。
What amazing, what amazing moment that was.
这是何等令人惊讶的这样的时刻。
For a hesitated Esther to stand before the king.
曾经是那样犹豫的以斯帖，现在站在王的面前。
Brothers and sisters, this is where you and I need to be.
弟兄姐妹，这也是我们今天必须在的位置。
If we ever want to respond,
若是我们也愿意起来回应的话。
And we have to come to that same place.
我们必须来到同样的地方。
Being bold and broken at the same time.
勇敢和破碎在同样的时间。
It is the courage to walk in God's calling.
这是一个勇敢来接受神的呼召，行走在等呼召里面。
Not because of her strength.
不是她的能力。
But precisely because she had let go of her strength.
而正是准确的说，是她已经将这样的能力倒空。
It is the quiet confidence that comes from being humbled by the cross.
这是这样子的一种平静安稳的姿态，他已经被十字架来破碎，被谦卑。
Yet emboldened by the Spirit.
而被圣灵在那里刚强起来。
She was not loud or self-assured.
他在那里没有喧嚷，也没有在那里自信。
He does not boast or demand.
他也不夸口，也不张扬。
But he did not shrink or hide in fear.
他也没有退缩，也没有因着畏惧藏起来。
Her pride was shattered.
他的骄傲已经被打碎。
Her fear was surrendered.
他的恐惧已经被交托。
And self-assurance died.
自我依赖已经完全的失去。
But faith rise strong.
而信心变得那样的坚定。
Brothers and sisters, her experience was not unique.
弟兄姐妹，她的这个经历其实并不是那样的特别。
It happens throughout the histories.
这个你可以在整个世界的历史过程中都能看见。
Think about Moses standing before Pharaoh.
想想摩西，他站在法老的面前。
Who are you, Moses?
你是谁呀，摩西？
How could Moses told the Pharaoh that let my people go?
怎么可能摩西对法老说让我的民走？
Because he was broken.
因为那个时候他勇敢。
The 40 years in the wilderness of Midian, Moses was broken.
在四十年，在米甸的四十年的旷野的生活，让摩西整个被破碎了。
Now he was able to stand before Pharaoh, just like Esther could stand before the king.
所以摩西现在能够站在法老的面前，就像以斯帖能够站在王的面前。
Imagine yourself as David stood before Goliath.
想象大卫站在哥利亚的面前的时候。
Was it bold?
他勇敢吗?
Of course, he was bold.
当然他非常勇敢。
Bolder than anyone in Israel.
比所有以色列的人都要勇敢。
But he was broken too.
但是他也已经破碎。
Because he said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. I come to you not in my own strength.
因为他说我来到你的面前不是因着我自己的能力而是奉神的名。
This is brokenness.
这个就是一个破碎。
Or like Paul.
或者像保罗。
Paul always says something very interesting.
保罗说的常常都是非常有趣。
When I'm weak, I am strong.
我什么时候软弱，我什么时候就坚强。
Are you weak or you're strong?
你到底是软弱呢，还是坚强呢？
He's weak and strong at the same time.
他是软弱和坚强。
Friends, sister, do you see now? These saints were in the same place.
弟兄姐妹，看见吗？所有这些信徒都在同一个地方。
How can you be sorrow and rejoice at the same time?
你怎么可能在那里又悲哀又在那里喜乐呢？
And Paul said, "As sorrow, yet always rejoicing."
但是保罗常常又说他又在那里悲哀又在那里喜乐。
As poor, yet make many rich.
好像这个他的贫穷又使许多的人富足。
As having nothing, yet possessing all things.
好像一无所有却是凡事都有。
This is Paul.
这个就是保罗。
He is not sufficient, but his sufficiency is in God.
他自己没有任何的，而他的满足是从主来的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，many many saints have arrived at this place.
每许多的圣徒都曾经站在这样的位置。
It's called resurrection ground.
这个就是复活的地位。
We must come to this place, then we are strong and weak at the same time.
我们必须来到这样子的地位，我们也可以同时又是软弱又是刚强。
We are poor and rich at the same time.
我们又贫穷又是富有同时。
We're sorrow and rejoicing at the same time.
我们虽然有哭泣，但我们里面却是满了喜乐。
Because we're standing on the resurrection ground.
因为我们站在这个复活的地位上。
Brothers and sisters, Esther's pride has been crushed by the
弟兄姐妹，十字架将以斯帖的骄傲已经打碎。
He is bold.
他勇敢。
Because he no longer lives for herself.
因为他不再为自己活。
She is broken.
他被破碎。
Because she knew that his life is not her own.
她知道她的生命已经不再属于她自己。
Do we have this kind of boldness?
我们有这样子的勇敢吗?
Do we have this kind of brokenness?
我们又有这一种的破碎呢?
It is through this kind of experiences the life flow into the world.
就是借着这样的经历，将生命复活的生命流淌到世界。
For life to be released, something must be broken.
生命要活出来，有一些东西必须被破碎。
And with this bold brokenness, Esther stood before the king.
带着这样子的勇敢的破碎，以斯帖站在王的面前。
She stood there with authority that she didn't know about.
她站在那里带着这样子的一个权柄，但她自己是不知道的。
God's authority flowed through Esther's.
神 的权柄在那里透过他被流淌出来。
Because he stood in resurrection power.
因为他站在这个复活的地位上。
Just like Roman chapter 6 verse 5.
就像罗马书的六章五节。
If you have been united with him in the likeness of his death, now you will be united also in the likeness of his resurrection.
我们落在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Not only that he stood on the resurrection ground.
不单他是站在这个复活的地位上。
He actually rose in power.
而且他在这个大能的里面被高升。
Not only her life spared.
不单单他的命得保。
The king extended her an extraordinary offer.
而这个王就给他了一个不可想象的这样子的一个允许。
What is your request, Esther?
他问你要什么？
Even up to half of the kingdom, it will be given you.
就是国的一半都必赐给你。
What amazing truth here!
这是一个怎样的一个真理？
Full surrender to God unlocks greater spiritual authority than self ever can.
完全的顺服可以带来比任何自我各种各样自我努力可以得着的更多的属灵的权柄。
In surrendering her safety and position, Esther gained unexpected favor and divine empowerment.
所以当以斯帖把自己的安慰把自己的性命都舍弃了以后，她得到的是属天的恩赐和能力。
Esther'sBattle was never with Haman.
以斯帖从来没有跟哈曼作战过。
She never directly confronted Haman before this point.
在这个时刻之前，她从来没有跟哈曼有直接的这个交战。
Her true battle was with the Haman within her.
真实的这个征战，而是在她里面的那个哈曼。
Her flesh.Her fear, her instinct for self-preservation.
她里面的肉体，她的恐惧和保住自己性命的那个能力。
Once she overcame the inward resistance.
当她能够抗拒，能够胜过这里面的这样子的抵抗。
She could embrace the cross.
她可以在那里拥抱十字架。
Once she embraced the cross, God moved.
当他拥抱十字架的时候，主就开始做工。
Divine power was released.
这个神圣的能力就被释放出来。
Not through striving.
不是因着他自己的努力。
There is no striving whatsoever.
在这里我们没有看到有那里的挣扎和努力。
But through her surrender.
而是借着他的顺服。
And she became a vessel for God's intervention.
他成为神介入的一个器皿。
Overturning Haman's plot and securing her people's deliverance.
翻转了哈曼的这个阴谋，而带来的是他族民的这样的拯救。
So this story reminds us one thing.
这个故事提醒我们一件事情。
It's an important one.
是非常重要的。
God does not require the strong.
神他不需要一个强者。
He calls for the surrendered.
他要的是一个屈服的、柔软的。
Often our excuse is, I am weak.
我们常常我们的借口是说我很软弱。
But God never required the strong to begin with.
但是神从来就没有要求一个强者。
So you are weak is not an excuse.
所以你说你是软弱的不是借口。
God does not want the strong.
神不要强者。
It's not about strong or weak.
不是关乎这个强壮或者是微弱。
It is whether you surrender or not.
而是你是否愿意顺服。
God wants the surrendered one.
神要的是一个顺服的器皿。
As long as you are surrendered, God accepted.
只要你愿意顺服，神就悦纳。
God does not want the strong.
神不要那些强的。
Through the cross, His authority restored.
借着十字架，他的主权就被恢复。
His voice is heard.
他的声音也被听见。
His deliverance is received.
而带来的就是这样子的拯救。
So, brothers and sisters, we want to close this session by asking this question.
我们来结束今天的这一个主题，我们要问一下下面的问题。
I don't know whether you asked this question in your heart before.
我不知道你是否在这之前问过你自己的内心。
Can God recover His testimony in the present day?
神能否在这个世代恢复他的见证？
As we look around today, many of us are burdened by the condition of the church.
我们若环顾四周，我们知道许多人为着现在的教会的光景在那里忧伤。
We see doctrinal compromise.
我们看到好多的真理被妥协。
We see spiritual apathy.
很多这个灵属灵的这个光景是在那里非常的冷淡。
Overwhelming culture pressure pressing in every side.
而这个文化的这个压力四面八方的围绕我们。
Can God recover His testimony in the present day?
那神能够在今天恢复他的见证吗？
The answer is a resounding yes, but with a but.
这个答案是一个非常响亮的是，但是里面有一个可是。
Not by might, nor by power.But by His Spirit.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，而是靠灵方能成事。
Not any human effort can achieve that.
不是人的努力可以达到的。
Only the Holy Spirit can do that.
只有圣灵才能完成。
What seems impossible to man is entirely possible with God.
在人看是不能，但是在神凡事都能。
God never required perfect vessels.
神不需要完美的器皿。
None of the vessels in the scriptures are perfect.
在圣经里面，我们看见所有器皿都不是完美的。
But all the vessels chosen by God are surrenderable.
所有被神拣选的器皿都是顺服的器皿。
He does not choose the strong, but the weak.
他拣选的不是那个刚强的，而是软弱的。
Not the self-reliant, but the broken and yielded.
不是那个自我依靠的，而是一个破碎的，在那里愿意顺服的。
When His Spirit fills such hearts,
当圣灵充满这些人的心的时候，
His testimony can once again be recovered.In the present day,
他的见证就能够重新恢复起来，就在今天。
Now with the second question.
那第二个问题。
Can we imagine ourselves standing before the king like Esther one day?
我们可以想象有一天我们也能像以斯帖一样站在王的面前。
Maybe you say, no, that's not me.
你可能会说啊，这个不是我。
It certainly is not in my calculation.
这个肯定不是在我所预备当中。
No, someone else.
有些人可能。
But I am not going to be able to stand before the king like Esther.
我绝对不可能像以斯帖那样站在王的面前。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
we must.
我们必须。
We have to.
我们一定要。
There will come a day.
有一天。
You and I will stand before our bridegroom king.
有一天我们要站在我们的新郎面前，君王面前。
As his beloved bride.
作为他所爱的心腹。
And we will be clothed.In garments of righteousness,
我们要披上公义的外袍。
We were radiant with His glory,
闪烁着他的荣耀。
Then we'll filled with peace that surpasses understanding.
充满着内心充满着出人意外的这样的平安。
Brothers and sisters, it's not whether you can choose to stand there or not.
弟兄姐妹, 这不是你来选择, 你能或是不能。
All of us will stand before the bridegroom king one day.
所有的人, 我们每一个人都要这样子站在我们的新郎君王面前。
Only those who are standing on resurrection ground can stand there.
只有那些站在复活的地位上的人可以站在那里。
Only those who are bold and broken at the same time can stand there.
只有那些又是勇敢的又是被破碎的能够站在那里。
We will all stand there.
我们所有的都要站在那里。
I hope that every one of us will be standing there.
我希望所有的每一个人都站在那里。
But we must be bold and broken at the same time.
我们必须要经历这个勇敢和破碎在同时在我们身上。
This is not a fantasy.
这个不是一个幻想。
This is a glorious promise that we all have.
这是一个荣耀的这个应许，我们每个人都有。
It is something that we must long for it.
这也是我们必须渴慕的，渴望的。
It is something we live on this earth for it.
我们也应该在这世上为此而活。
This is how we need to prepare every day for that moment.
这也是我们每天必须在那里预备那个日子。
So that we can stand with our dear brother and sister and with the saints in the history.
所以我们就可以站在那里同我们这些亲爱的弟兄姐妹和历史历代的信徒一同站立。
We are as bold as anyone.
我们跟他们一样是这样子的勇敢。
But we are as broken as anyone.
我们也跟他们一样是那样子被破碎。
Brothers and sisters, it doesn't kind of change one day.
这有一天有这样子的改变。不是一天改变。
Oh,
这不是经过一天就能改变的。
The preparation doesn't begin in the future.
这个预备不是从将来才开始。
And we don't know when will the time come.
我们也不知道那个 末日什么时候来到?
So the preparation has to start today.
所以这个预备必须从今天开始。
So how do we prepare?
那我们怎样来预备呢?
How can we stand there being bold and broken at the same time?
我们怎么可能站在那里的时候我们又是刚强又是被破碎的?
It's the cross that empties us of all.
我们知道只有这个十字架能够成就。
It's the cross that breaks us.
只有十字架能够破碎我们。
And it is the Holy Spirit who fills us with Christ.
那圣灵就要将基督来充满我们。
It is the Holy Spirit to bring the boldness.
是圣灵将这个勇敢刚强放在我们里面。
So we have allowed the cross to empty us.
我们让十字架来倒空我们。
We allow the Holy Spirit to fill us with Christ.
我们让圣灵来充满基督。
So we can stand there being bold and broken at the same time.
所以我们能够站在那里带着勇敢又带着破碎。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
this is our glorious hope.
这是我们荣耀的盼望。
I pray that every one of us will actively prepare for that day.
我愿意我们所有的每一位弟兄姐妹都在那里积极地预备那一天。
There is no other way
没有其他的路
for us to stand there
我们没有其他的方法可以站在那里
without fear
没有惧怕。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for giving us such a beautiful day.
父，我们感谢你赐给我们这样何等美丽的天。
We thank you for such a beautiful story of Esther's.
给我们这样美丽的这个以斯帖的故事。
So we pray that the Spirit that moved in Esther's heart will move in our heart as well.
我们祷告, 这个圣灵运行在以斯帖的心中, 今天也运行在我们中间。
We pray there is enough urgency that filled by all of us.
而这个紧迫感都来充满我们。
So that we will respond to it.
我们就起来回应。
We want to be part of God's plan in this generation.
我们愿意成为这个神的计划在这个世代的一部分。
We desire to stand before the King one day.
我们渴慕有一天我们可以站在王的面前。
Without fear in our heart.
没有惧怕。
We ask for your mercy.
我们求你的怜悯。
So we can respond.
我们可以起来回应。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名。 Amen.